You're listening to VFN Radio. Listen now to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe could be a part of helping bring a third Great Awakening to America. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety on God.tv. Enjoy.
Newlywed married couple, and it has been since your marriage that you have been diagnosed medically with a serious condition in your body. It could be life-threatening. And when I prayed for you tonight, the Lord healed you. The Lord healed your wife. Does that make sense? Because sometimes I get these visions and I get them in part. And all I know is that the Lord was going to heal a young woman. She probably wouldn't be older than 35 years old. And you've just been married and you've been diagnosed with a serious condition in your body. If that's you, I want you to stand up if you've never been in a service like this before. And I want you to come to this altar right here because I'm going to pray for your marriage. I'm going to pray for your wife. You're newlyweds. You've only just been married. And if you're watching me right now and you're saying, that's my wife, Todd, she's got cancer. We were married 90 days ago. And since the marriage, we found out my wife is dealing with a terminal condition. God's touching you. You can respond, pick up the telephone and call. You could send an email right now, awakening@god.tv, and say, Todd, that's me. The Lord also spoke to me, listen to this, a specific word about a man in this meeting needs to have a surgery on your back, because both discs, one on each side of your spine, is deteriorating. You have a disease in the discs, one on each side of your spine, and something has happened to the lower part of your spine, a degeneration, like an arthritis in the spine, and the Lord was going to heal you tonight. If that's you, come to the platform. I also had a word from the Lord, and we're going to do this all night, tomorrow night, Saturday night. It'll all be words of knowledge, but I had a vision of somebody that received healing in their lungs tonight. And when I say healing in your lungs, you have a disease in your lung. It's like an emphysema, a hardening of the lungs, difficult in breathing, have to use oxygen or even a pump. And I saw scarring on the lungs, scarring. Maybe it was like cysts on the lungs. And God wants to touch your lungs. If you're in the meeting and you have a lung disease, a scarring of the lungs, an emphysema, and you're using any kind of a pump or oxygen, I want you to get up right now and come to the platform. I'm going to pray for you. And it was a specific word. And then I saw the Lord healing a woman that was in the room tonight. This is for a woman. And anybody that's watching can respond to the word of knowledge, receive healing in your home. But it's a disease that affects the bone joints. Your bones and joints dislocate. Dislocated shoulder, dislocated knee, dislocated hip. Everything goes out of the dislocation in your joints. And the Lord touched the disease in your bones, a woman in your bones, that caused the bones, even in your wrist, to dislocate. The dislocation was the word. If that's you, come to the platform right now. And then the Lord spoke to me specifically, listen to this word closely. A liver, something's attacking your liver. You've got a virus in your blood. You get nauseous, high fever, nauseousness, and you have something in your blood that attacks the liver. And the Lord was healing you tonight. If that's you, come to the platform right now. And the blood disorder attacking the liver, creating fevers and nauseousness, is going to be healed right now. And we're going to bring them onto the stage. And then I've got this word about water on the brain. A child no older than 6 months old had fluid, swelling, water on the brain. I saw the water drain from the brain. Does that even make sense for somebody in the room? Could be a son, daughter, grandson, granddaughter, but I had a vision of a 6-month-old baby that had water and swelling on the brain. And you could be watching in intensive care in the hospital right now, somewhere, somebody, there's a baby with water on the brain that's going to be healed. The water is draining from the brain. The swelling is draining from the brain. The Lord also spoke to me. Now listen to this. This is a serious word. And I'm telling you, it's from heaven. There are several women in this meeting. There could be 3 or 4, even watching. The Lord created, it was a creative miracle. The Lord created a new womb in your body. I saw the Lord create. It was a creative miracle, and God put inside of your body a brand new womb. I'm telling you, it's a specific word. If that's you, I'm going to have my ushers go all the way down the line right there, and we're going to bring them up onto the stage, and we're going to start praying. But if you're watching me right now, there is an anointing tonight that is coming into the womb. In fact, I want to pray right now. Don't come forward, but I want to pray for every woman in the building. If you've had any kind of an issue with bleeding, fibroid tumors, severe pain and cramping, anything to do with the womb, cysts, anything at all, even if you don't need the creation of a new womb, but you're in a place right now, they want to do a hysterectomy. And I want you to stand up. Barrenness of the womb, miscarriages. I want those ladies to stand up all over the room and in your living room. You can just grab the television. Stand up in the living room. Come to the TV. I'm going to have people stretch forth your hand to the people standing around you all over the room. Stretch forth your hand in the balcony. So we got people in the balcony. Stretch forth your hand right now. And I'm going to pray because I saw the Lord break the curse over the womb. The womb of the church in Tonga, the womb of the church in South Africa is going to be opened. In the spirit realm, this has to do with the harvest of souls that's coming. Somehow the devil has closed up the womb and the church is not producing. The church is not bringing a harvest. It's been a curse on the womb in the spirit realm, but God's going to open the womb and bring a healing anointing into the womb, break barrenness, the curse of death over the womb. All kinds of female issues, female problems are going to be healed right now. Tumors and fibroids and cysts, chemical, hormonal issues of blood and bleeding and cramping, all kinds of conditions in the womb, in the ovaries right now, the Lord is healing and barrenness is being healed and God's going to open your womb. Can you pray with me all over the room? Everybody stretch forth your hand and say, God, touch them in their ovaries, touch them in their womb, touch them in their reproductive system right now. There's just a miracle anointing beginning to move and I'm to break the curse that came over the womb and say, God, open the womb of the church and let the church give birth to the harvest right now. Let the curse of death and witchcraft be broken over the womb and let healing come into the reproductive system. There's an anointing happening in the room right now. It has to do with reproduction. And if you're a male and you're in the room and you're having a reproduction problem, if you'll stand up, God will heal your enlarged prostate, prostate cancer, and there's something happening in the reproductive system right now. Couples are going to have babies in the name of Jesus. God's going to heal cancer, ovarian cancer, healing now, tumors and cysts and fibroid, healing now in the name of Jesus. And the curse is breaking off of the womb now. Lord, let it happen all over the womb, all over the room right now. And God's going to bring the creation of a new womb into somebody's body tonight, a creation of a new womb into your body tonight. Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, many of you are being healed right now. Many of you watching are being healed right now. Women, God's healing barrenness. He's opening the womb. You're going to have a baby. Prophesying it in the name of Jesus. All those tumors, cancer, fibroids, issues of blood, healing, healing, healing. It's flowing. The curse is coming off of the womb. Somebody lift up their voice and say, God, we break the power of witchcraft, the spirit of witchcraft and death that's closed up the womb of the church because the church needs to give birth to the harvest and there's a harvest that's coming. What's in the natural speaks of the spiritual. I'm telling you right now, the natural healing is a sign that God is doing something in the spirit in this region, even in this nation, and he's breaking the curse that's come over the womb, and the Deborahs are going to come up, and the Esthers are going to come up, and they're going to give birth right now. The Rebeccas are going to give birth right now. The Elizabeths are going to give birth right now in the name of Jesus, and it's going to come from heaven, heaven above, in Jesus' name. And God, we arrest and rebuke the spirit of death, even abortion. We cancel its power in the name of Jesus. A spirit of death being bound. I don't know why I had to pray that, but there is a lot of people in this city, in Tonga, that are under a spiritual power. It's a stronghold, and it's affecting many, even women. It's like a spirit of death working in their body. And I'm telling you, there's a stronghold that's being bound tonight called death. Death and infirmity be bound in Jesus' name. Kingdom of God be loose. Life and resurrection be loose. And there's going to be an overcoming, hallelujah, of...
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
The spirit of death in Jesus' name. I don't know why, but I'm telling you, Jonathan, what's happening here?
Todd, this lady has been suffering since 2010. She's got disc problems in her spine, and you know what she's wearing?
I said it was a man, but you got a neck brace on. You got a disc on both problem on both sides of your spine. And why are you wearing a neck brace?
It's because I was supposed to go for the op about 2 days.
There's an anointing here on the platform right now, and there's healing being released into your body in the name of Jesus. Here it comes. Power, just flow right now. Can I have somebody on the keyboard, please, in the name of Jesus? Come a little closer. Come a little closer. Can you feel something moving in here at all as I'm praying right now? Heat, fire, vibration, anything? What do you feel right now? Can we turn up that mic, please? What are you feeling right now? Any kind of sensation as I'm praying? I can't hear you.
I don't know.
Sometimes when I pray for people, they'll feel something. You don't have to, but I'm going to ask you. I'm going to pray a second time, and you might feel something move through your body. If you do, it's going to be the Holy Spirit, and there's healing in the name of Jesus. Are you a believer?
Yes.
Are you a Christian?
Yes.
You know Jesus?
Yes.
Then I command the healing anointing to come into your body right now. There it is. There it is. There it goes. In the name of Jesus, power go through her body. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. What's happening, Michael?
Hey, Todd, this is Rod. She was at the doctor this January. He's responding to the vertebrae word. Check this out. The doctor wants to put a plastic vertebrae, but he believes tonight God's going to heal them.
Come on, lift your hands up right now, because you need a creative miracle that there'll have to be a creation of a vertebrae in your spine in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. I'm going to need a couple of men catching, not women, catching men. Hallelujah. What's happening here, Jonathan? Hallelujah.
This lady's got a curvature of the spine, big spinal problem. She's had them for many years.
A curvature. We're going to turn down the keyboard. Turn it down. But I just want you to play quietly. You got a what of the spine?
I just went to add my MRI.
Speak up.
I had my MRI, and this is what he showed the doctor.
This is the X-ray.
It's a scan.
It's a scan of your... A scan of what?
My spine.
Do you have pain in your spine right now?
When I stand...
Okay, lift your hands up right now. You need a new spine. I've got the scan. There goes. The Lord just healed her. Mark my words. The Lord just healed her. She's going to get up with a new spine right now. Now, listen, I'm not going to pray for everybody, just a few people right now, but there's an anointing moving, and I know why I'm praying for you. Come here. Let me just pray for you right now. Lift your hands up. But, man, it was a word from heaven I had tonight, and I'm just going to pray, Father, let it happen in her body in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, there's a creation coming right now. I saw a miracle of creation in Jesus' name. Come on up here right now quickly. Come on up here. What's happening? Do we know? Tell me what's wrong. Tell me what's wrong.
Sides, you know, back,
it's not a back problem. Have you been to the doctor and diagnosed with a degenerate disc of the spine on both sides? Is that the condition you have? Okay, lift your hands up. We just command power to flow through your body. There it is. It's moving. There it is. Power move through your body. Okay, who are we
praying
for?
You gave a very
here?
Specific word for somebody with major lung problems.
Come
she
on up
can't
here.
Come on the platform, Todd. We're going to have
well,
to go down.
I'm going to come to her in just a moment. If I could bring the next one.
Todd, this lady
here?
Has sclerosis of the liver.
Come here, sweetheart. Something's attacking your liver. It's a virus in your blood. Do you get fever and nauseousness?
I do.
And you got a disease called cirrhosis of the liver. God's going to give you a new liver, because I had a vision and I saw the Holy Spirit go bam and give somebody a new liver. So it's just being created right now. Can I have everybody stand up in the room for a moment? Everybody stand up. In your living rooms, all over the room. I believe God is going to release an anointing to bring creation, creative miracles. I'm speaking with authority. If I'm moving quickly right now, it's because the Spirit's flowing. And I've got to move with authority and power. Why the anointing's on me? And there's an anointing on me right now. So I've got to begin to speak creation into the room. I saw somebody, the fingers in your right hand. You can't even move your fingers. I saw you opening and closing. God restored the fingers in your hand right now. Somebody in the room, the nerves have been cut in your hand. And there's a tingling coming into your fingers. Begin to lift up your hand and begin to move your fingers. There's a creative miracle coming into the nerves right now. I also saw somebody in the room that had in their toes, your left foot, a woman in two of your toes on the left foot. The nerves have been cut in the muscle. You can't even move your toes in your left foot. And the Lord's touching your foot right now, the toes, the nerves in your foot. There's somebody else that has, I call it, it's been mastocyzed. is on the word. It's like a tumor or a mass, a growth in your body. I saw it blocking your right hearing. Somebody that had a tumor in their brain, a pressure, it blocked your hearing on the right side. A growth or a mass has taken your ability to hear. If that's you, I want to pray for you right now. Somebody in the room, it's a creative miracle where the eardrum and the inner ear and the nerves and the bones are being created right now. But all over the room, if you need healing, I want you just to enter in to the secret place of His presence and let's believe God. I see miracles happening in the glory. It was like a cloud came and there was going to be a vibration tonight. And when that vibration came, many people were going to receive creative healing. God, I pray that pins, plates, screws, rods would come out of bodies now. People that have fused joints in their neck, in their ankle, in their elbow, in their shoulder, where there's metal pins, plates, screws, and metal rods. Holy Spirit, come upon them now and take the metal out of their body. Let the metal dissolve right now. I pray that the metal in your body would dissolve now in the name of Jesus. All over this room, God, I pray for bones, joints, muscles, organs, a creation, something creative in your hearing, creative in your eyesight, creative healing in your spine. There's a woman right now, the socket in your hip joint socket on the left side, the squishy muscle around the bone in the hip on your left side is being healed right now. The joint is being recreated right now in the name of Jesus. A woman broke and shattered her hip in a car accident and it created a degeneration of the left hip socket. God's recreating it right now. You're going to feel vibration move through your body, fire burning, heat, electricity moving in your body all over the room. I pray for the creation. You got one lung, you're going to have a second lung. One kidney, you're going to have a second kidney. I pray for the creation of calf muscle right now. A calf muscle in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Right now. If you're feeling something as I'm praying, as I'm speaking creative miracles, if you feel something physically in your body, just lift up your hand and just wave it at me. If you're feeling something happening like fire, burning, heat, something's happening in your body, can you come up here, please, real quick? Just come up here right now. Come up here. Anybody else? There's something happening in your body as I'm speaking. My left calf, the left calf muscle is receiving healing right now. Somebody that had metal in their left ankle, the metal is gone. Move your ankle now. Mobility is coming back where the joint was fused together in your left shoulder. Lift it up and down. There's a healing coming. You broke or fractured a bone. God's removing the metal pins, plates, and screws. Begin to do something you couldn't do. Come on, all over the room. Do something you couldn't do. Rise up in faith. Just begin to move your body like this woman and do something you couldn't do right now. Do something you couldn't do. There's healing flowing. It just went through somebody's stomach, a stomach disorder. Somebody in the balcony, God's healing your stomach, an irritable bowel in the stomach. There's heat moving through your stomach. There's healing. It's coming on you right now in the name of Jesus. If that's you, put your hand up and just wave at me. Somebody in the balcony, it's an irritable bowel. God's healing you right now. Just I saw it pass through. Is that you? Wave at me. Wave at me. Who is that? Who is that? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In your home, there's healing. God's touching you. Tell me what's happening to you right now because I just felt something come into the room and I want to know what you're feeling. Tell me what's happening.
My lower back has been pulled back.
You have a problem in your back?
Lower back problems. And
how long have you had this in your back?
For about 6 years, I felt.
Lord, there's healing right now in Jesus' name. There's creation in the eyes. Come on, put your hand on your eye. There's creation in the eye. Glaucoma, degenerate eye disease. There's people's vision that's going to be healed right now. The blind are going to see in the name of Jesus. I pray for healing creation in your sight, your retina, your cornea, your detached retina. Healing now. It's coming into the lens. Blindness, colorblind is being healed. You're going to see colors now in the name of Jesus. Somebody in the room that lost their ability to smell, start smelling. God's opening up the nose. You haven't been able to smell for 16 years. I see the Lord opening your nose right now. There's creative miracles all over the room. If you are in this meeting and you need a creation in your body, put your hand on the part of your body that needs creation. You need a new lung. You need a second kidney. You need God to create a nerve. You were in a car accident. The nerves were cut. They did a surgery. You lost the ability to use your hand. God is creating muscle, blood, and tissue, organs. There's There's regeneration happening in your eyesight right now. Open your eyes and see. There's blindness being healed. Open your eyes and see. Somebody in the room, your eyesight is coming back right now. Who is that? Somebody in the room. If that's you, come running down here. Get out of your seat and come down here. The Lord is touching somebody's eyesight right now, and you're beginning.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
To see right now, your eyesight is coming back. I'm speaking it. There's something happening in your eyes in the name of Jesus. If that's you, I want you to come forward right now in your living room. If you want to respond, awakening@God.tv, tell us what's happening. Pick up the telephone. Tell us what's happening in your living room right now. There's healing happening here in the name of Jesus. What's happening here?
Todd, this lady's got lupus and she's had a finger removed.
You couldn't move your fingers. Can you start moving them now? Can you feel any sensation right now?
Yes.
What's happening? Describe what you're feeling.
It's a tingling feeling.
A tingling feeling in the nerves.
Yes.
Could you, now you're missing a finger.
Yes, if you
could you move your fingers and close
them?
Do it now. Open and close. 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 That's lupus healing.
Hallelujah.
Something happening, healing lupus. Michael.
Todd, she's responding to the tumor in the brain. And she has seizures, multiple seizures. Come here.
Did it take your hearing or does it affect, is there a blockage on your right side at all? Like a ringing or any noise in the ear?
Seizures.
The seizures from the tumor. And what are you feeling right now? Do you feel anything?
Right now.
God's going to remove the tumor from the brain. There goes in the name of Jesus. Come on over here.
Todd, she has a problem in her left hip.
Lift your hands up right now. I just seen a vision. A tube in your body that drains fluid out of your stomach. Somebody has a tube inside of the body that drains fluid, like a bag on the side. Could be for the go to the bathroom, a tube draining fluid. Who is that? Is somebody, somebody needs to get the attention of one of my team or staff. There's a bag or a tube in your body. The Lord's gonna heal you. Who is that? Where? Bring them up here. Okay, this lady here, tell me what's wrong. What's wrong? The hip, the socket? Did you have a car accident?
No.
Is it the socket?
Joint pains.
In the hip,
yes.
The left side?
Yes.
Do you believe the power of God's here right now?
Yes, amen.
Do you feel anything happening? Do you feel any pain right now?
No.
It's going to be totally gone in Jesus' name. There it goes. You got a bag or a tube. There's a tube. You see that? Show me the tube. You see that tube? I just had a vision of this tube. Now, the Lord doesn't give me open visions if he's not going to do a miracle. I just saw that in the spirit. So something's going to happen in your body right now. In the name of Jesus! Creative miracles. Start praying for creative miracles. I see a new heart in a baby, a child that's not even 2 years old getting a new heart. It's the water on the brain's being healed, but there's also a child that's receiving a new heart valve. No need for a heart transplant. There's a miracle happening in the heart right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray all over the room, something happening with blood transfusion. There's healing coming into your body right now in the name of Jesus. There's a woman here. You have burning the last three to six months, a burning sensation under your skin. You can barely touch your skin. It feels like it's in the skin, but it's in the nerves, the central nervous system. You have it's like a burning sensation through your skin, under the nerves. It's painful to even touch your body. It's like a bruising all over your body with high fevers. And the Lord's healing you right now. The burning in the muscles, in the joints, in the nerves. It's something to do with the central nervous system. And the sensation in your skin is burning all over in the name of Jesus. There's healing right now. Now, if you're in this meeting and you start feeling something physically or God touches you or heals you, you need to get to my staff quickly and just, it doesn't matter where they are in the line, bump them all the way to the front and bring them up onto the platform. Sir, come here. Tell me what you're feeling right now.
Just a tingling feeling.
Yeah. What was the condition you had?
I have renal failure.
You have what?
Renal failure.
Kidney.
Kidneys.
Lord, it's draining the fluid out of your body and there's healing now. You're going to have two new kidneys in Jesus' name. Two new kidneys. Yes, sir.
Todd, this is the one with the blind eye. His
are you starting
right
to see?
Eye, and he's seeing in his right
come on,
eye.
This blind eye is opening. Tell me what's happening. Tell me what's happening. Can you see my hand?
Yeah.
Cover your other eye.
Yeah.
Cover your. Can you see my hand?
Yeah.
How many fingers?
Right.
How many fingers?
Three.
How many fingers? He can see. Hallelujah. He was blind.
Todd, I checked him out. He's reading.
Sir,
he's
sir,
reading.
Sir, 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 sir. How long have you been blind in your eye? A long time.
Couple of months.
Did you feel something?
Yeah, well, just...
What did you feel? Tell me what happened. I gave a word that I saw a blind eye opening. Did you hear me call it out? Something was happening in the eyesight. Did you feel something?
Yeah, I just felt...
You could see... Come on, come on, everybody. Come on, the blind see right now. May the presence of Jesus be poured out in your body, in your family, in your home, in your business. The glory, the glory, the glory. Come on, somebody give Jesus glory. This man's vision is coming back. I mean, he was weeping. It's going to make me weep. Wow.
Don't know what to say.
Wow. What's happening?
Todd, he has a urine bag. He has infections in his urine and through his kidney tract.
Do you have infection? Do you have a tumor or anything?
No.
But the power of God is moving on this platform right now. Here it goes through your body. Power just move through your body in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, the anointing that brings healing, there goes. Hushka, all the way through his bladder, all the way through the prostate, the reproductive system, all of it, the infections, all of it. In Jesus' name, go. Whew. Can you feel something as I pray for you? Do you feel a sensation? What do you feel?
I can feel something going through.
Yeah. He's going to heal you in Jesus' name. Come on, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What's happening here, Michael?
Todd, this lady has a lung disorder. She's been on steroids, been on medication, but the fire of God's burning in her lungs
Start breathing. The Lord told me the lungs would be made new tonight. You've had to take steroid shots. You've had to take oxygen pump. You're getting new lungs. You're getting new lungs. You're getting new lungs. This is the Friday night anointing service. We're going to anoint people with oil tonight. You wait till the Saturday night, tomorrow night, the healing service. I'm going to do words of knowledge and vision and sharing words of knowledge and visions all night tomorrow night. It's just going to be healing all night. This is just a taste. I'm telling you, the power that's coming this weekend, this next week, this is just a taste. We could have the best miracles yet. I'm telling you.
Todd, this man here was blind in both eyes. He's starting to see. He's still a bit blurry, but he's starting to
see. You're getting some sight. How long have you been blind?
For about 6 months now.
You lost your vision?
Yes.
In both your eyes?
Yes.
And what's happening right now? Describe
right
what you're
now,
feeling.
I can see light. I can
you
see
can
you.
You can see light.
Show him your fingers. He counted fingers.
Can you
a
see
minute
my
ago
fingers at all?
Yes.
Can you see my hand?
Five.
Five fingers. This man was blind.
I can
come
see
on, Lord, let the blind see. I had a word from heaven. The blind would see. Totally blind, beginning to see. Hallelujah! I'm telling you, every blind eye be open. Put your hand on your eyes right now. Eye disease, degenerate macular eye disease, retina damage, cornea, the lens, colorblind, cataracts, glaucoma. I command blind eyes to be open now. I command blind eyes to be open now. I command the demon that makes you blind come out of your eyesight, and I command your eyes to see now in the name of Jesus. Come on, get in faith. God's opening your eyesight. What's happening down here?
Todd, this man can't come on the platform, but he has a bag, and he's had this condition for now 5 years.
A what?
He has a bag connected to him, and it's the urine, it's
I'm just
going to
touch him because I had a word from the Lord that I saw a tube draining and healing coming into your body now. Father, in the name of Jesus, power, 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 healing, power, Holy Ghost, power, Jesus' name. Whew. Now, as I'm touching you right now, can you feel any sensation at all?
No.
Why do you have this condition? Tell me what's wrong.
I just became paralyzed.
You became paralyzed. You don't know why.
Don't
do you
know
have
why
any feeling in your legs?
No.
I command the spirit of infirmity, paralysis. I command the demon of paralysis to come out of your body and your legs to begin to feel in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, can you feel any heat or anything at all when I touch you?
No.
Well, Lord, we just thank you for healing in Jesus' name. We pray, not every miracle's instant, but I'm telling you, I believe that the same way you lost.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
The ability to walk, it will come back to you now in the name of Jesus. What's happening here?
Todd, he's just come off the ground. He says, lights are too bright. I can see the people.
The lights are too bright. Yes. Can you look out over the crowd? Can you see people?
I can see people.
Why'd you lose your eyesight? What happened?
Diabetes.
Diabetes.
Yes.
It's going to be healed. Diabetes be healed. Diabetes be healed. Sight coming back. What's happening here?
Todd, this man is feeling fire all over his body. He has a tumor in his stomach, but it's moving up and down.
You can feel the tumor vibrating.
Yes.
Do you believe Jesus can drive that tumor out of your body?
Yes, I believe.
I command that tumor to be driven out of your body in Jesus' name. Shoo. That's a vibration. Vibration moving. The tumor's moving. It's going to be gone from the stomach. I'm telling you right now. Hallelujah. Can everybody stand to their feet? Can you stand to your feet? Lift your hands up. There's an anointing here tonight. An anointing here tonight. The glory of God is just being poured out. I got up onto the platform. I haven't been able to take an offering. I haven't been able to preach. I just got pulled into the presence of God. It all started with the table. At the table. And then we got hit with the Holy Ghost and some joy. And some wine. And now the power of God started to move and the blind are getting healed. We've gotten two testimonies now, if you're watching, people that are getting their eyesight back, and there's many more. I just believe right now, if I prophesy, there's creation coming into the eyes. In fact, I want you to put your hand on your eyes. We just got to go after this one more time, because the same way the deaf hear, the blind are going to see. I had a vision. We would be in a meeting where 12 blind people would be healed in one service. 12 blind people would be healed. 12 blind eyes opening in the name of Jesus. And I just can't stop. There's people, take your glasses off. Your eyesight's getting 20/20, 20/20. Somebody with glasses being healed. A young 16-year-old girl watching. Your eyesight's being healed. Take the glasses off. You're going to see. I'm telling you, glasses, people's vision, 20/20, 20/20. I command the blindness to come out of your eyesight. And I pray that the nerve disease in your eye would be healed. The glaucoma, the cataracts are burning off of the eyes right now. Burning. Somebody's eyesight, it's happening. Another two people in the room. One to my left right now. Your left eye is being healed. The cataract's coming. You're going to begin to see clearly out of the left eye right now. Somebody to my left, a woman, in the name of Jesus, there's healing. Take your hand off of your eye and just begin to see. If something's happening in your eyesight, come to the front quickly. But there's people in this room. Every eye disease be healed. Oil come on your eyes and begin to see in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You can be seated for a moment. I'm just going to have a few more testimonies here. If there's anybody else, bring them on up. I just tell you, the way the glory is moving right now, the way the anointing's moving right now, people can get healed in the glory. Is something happening to her? Something happening to her? Her eyes? Is it her eyes? Is she starting to see something happening? Can you see something? Is something happening? Can you come right up here quickly? You're one of the ladies. I saw two ladies getting healed. There was another one to my left. And I just felt I had to pray one more time that God was going to open your eyes and you're going to see. Is that you too? What's happening right now? What's happening?
It's the burning sensation.
What's happening?
Burning sensation.
You got the burning in your body.
Her skin has been so sensitive, she's not been able to touch her own skin.
You see, I felt there was a woman here tonight that could not even touch her own skin. It was like burning sensation. Is that you? You're going to be healed. When I touch you, this will be gone. It's a word from heaven.
I felt it there, Pastor, when I was sitting. I felt it there on the chair.
You feel something already?
Yeah, no, I was feeling it there, so that's why I said
you're going to be healed right now. Because I had a vision, and the Lord told me a woman that had so much pain she couldn't even touch her skin, but that's going to cut out in Jesus' name. What's happening to you right now? What's happening?
Eyes. My both eyes, I don't see well with that. Both.
What's happening right now?
It's like pain, sort of funny thing. Like.
You feel something?
Yes.
Can you see anything differently?
A little bright, I can see.
It's brighter.
Is your daughter?
You had a disease in your eyes?
I had an operation.
Had an operation. How long ago?
3 years ago.
3 years ago. On the left eye?
Right eye.
The right eye, you had an operation 3 years ago. You lost some sight.
Yes.
And right now, I spoke a word about people's eyesight. Did you feel heat? What came over your body?
It's like something like a burning sort of thing.
Cover your left eye. Cover your left eye. Okay, look at me for a moment. Look at me. Can you see clearly? Can you see clearly? How many fingers? You could see clearly. Is your vision improved from moments ago?
Yes.
It's going to be healed 100%. Come on, give the Lord praise. There it is. Bam! In Jesus' name. 3 years ago, a surgery, she lost, not, she wasn't blind, but partially. She's starting to see. Michael, what's happening here?
This is mom and this is daughter. Daughter wanted to come pray for mom. She's blind in her left eye, but they believe both tonight that Jesus is going to heal her.
Did you feel anything? I had a word about a blind eye, left eye, a woman that had a blind eye, the left eye, that was going to be healed.
Yes.
And you're feeling something right now? What do you feel right now?
I can see it a little bit bright.
Can you see bright? You can see light in your blind eye.
Yes.
Come on, let's pray for another blind eye to see. Because I, did you just hear me give a word that there was a woman to my left? Were you sitting over here?
Yes, no, on the left hand
side. And I had this word just now. I said, let's go after praying for eyes one more time, because I feel like there's some more blind eyes God wants to open. You're being healed and you're watching. Send us a testimony. Tell me what's happening in your eyesight. Awakening at God.tv. We're going to get your testimony live on the platform. I'm telling you right now, God's going to restore the sight to your left eye in the name of Jesus.
But I was seeing on the Tuesday, the eyes was very bad.
What happened?
Now I can see it clear at this eye.
You can see clearly in the other eye.
Yeah, right.
How long were you blind? How long have you been blind?
5 years.
5 years. You can see clearly now in this left eye. And your right eye. The right eye is seeing clear. And the left eye?
It's a little bit. Not so bad.
You seeing anything at all out of the left eye?
No, nothing. Only the right eye.
Only the right eye right now, but I command the left eye to be open and her begin to see in Jesus' mighty name. Woo! Hallelujah. Lord, I command that left eye to open in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on over here. Come on over here. There we go. Lord, I command that eye to be regenerated. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Woo! Shkabakata. Can you see anything out of it now? Cover the one eye. Can you see any light or anything at all?
I can see light.
You could see light. Can you see any fingers? You could see the fingers. Okay, come here. Hold her. Put your hand on her eye. And check. Can you see how many fingers? You can just make out shadows. Something's happening. Come on, God. Open it in Jesus' name. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's going to be you're in faith for her, aren't you? What's your name?
Carissa.
May the power of God come on you and the power of God come on you in Jesus' mighty name. Come on, something's happening. We got to let the Holy Ghost work. Got to let the Holy Ghost work. What's happening here?
Todd, he's got partial blindness. He's got faith all over him right now. He's seen all these blind people come up. He's desperate for
his
healing.
So you came in faith because you've been losing your eyesight, both eyes.
Yes.
But you're in faith.
Yes.
Do you feel something right now? On the platform, or since you've been standing here, do you feel any kind of sensation at all?
No, but I'm just hearing Jesus is healing everyone. I want to get healed too.
Jesus is healing everybody. I want to get healed too. Jesus is healing everybody. I want to get healed too. Jesus is healing everybody. Lord, I command, let sight come back into this man's eyes right now. In the name of Jesus, command blindness, go! Ooh, wow. Okay, look now. Can you see anything? Can you feel anything now?
No, it's still the same.
What's that?
It's still the same.
Do you feel any heat or tingling or anything at all?
No.
Well, you're in faith, so you're going to see in Jesus' name. Tonight, before you leave, Lord, we thank you for his sight in the name of Jesus. Come on, give the Lord a mighty shout. Hallelujah. What's happening here, Michael?
Todd, she's responding to your word about the cataracts in the eyes. Right here.
What's happening?
and she says, I want to be healed from the cataracts in the eyes.
I'm just going to have testimonies come up for now because I could keep praying for that healing line. You need the cataract to be removed, so you're not healed yet. You need to be healed.
Yes, and I got a lung
and you have a
problem.
Heart condition.
Lung problem.
Lift your hands up, sweetheart. We just release the glory on you. It's the glory of God. I don't know if we can check, but there's somebody I got.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
I come back to it. That child in a hospital with the water on the brain is a healing miracle happening. Somebody's watching us. And a child that needs a heart transplant. It's happening right now. You can respond with an email right now, awakening@god.tv. Put in the subject line what's happening. But I'm telling you, I feel there's somebody watching in intensive care in the hospital that's receiving a healing in Jesus' name. Can you feel anything right now? You feel that warmth? Breathe. Yes. Take a couple breaths, and that's healing in Jesus' name. What's happened here? This will be the last couple testimonies.
Todd, his eyes have been terrible, but they're starting to get better. As you've been praying, his eyes are starting to open up.
You got an eye problem. What's it called? You're feeling burning.
Sorry. He had meningitis.
Meningitis.
Yes.
Did you go blind or partially? What happened?
No, I just sick with the head.
What happened?
I was a problem with head meningitis.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, he's had meningitis and it's affected his eyesight.
Lift your hands up for me. Can you lift your hands up for me? Lift both hands up. You've never been in a meeting like this before. I'm going to pray for you and God's going to touch you because he loves you. Yeah, that's all right. There it is. Power begin to move in your body in Jesus' name. And glory, 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 glory in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Whew, wow. Whoa. What are you feeling right now? What do you feel? Do you feel something?
Yeah, just say a little bit.
What's that?
Just a little bit because, yeah.
Do you feel like a vibration or heat?
Yeah.
Man, the presence of God is all over you.
Yes.
Lord, thank you for healing his body. Meningitis, go in Jesus' name. Amen. This will be the last testimony, Michael.
Yeah, Todd, she has asthma and she's been on medication, but her lungs are burning right now.
You use a pump. Lift your hands up. You'll never suffer again. Can we have everybody stand up again? I know. Just lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Lord, let this anointing come upon every soul, every body. People are receiving the anointing by faith. Some of you are being touched with healing presence. It's coming in your hands, gifts of healing. Miracles. Lord, I pray the anointing would be tangible and transferable tonight. In Jesus' name. It's an awesome presence. Lord, we thank you for people being healed. Listen, tonight we're going to pray for every person in the building. And when we anoint you with oil, there's going to be miracles happening. People are going to receive in the anointing service. Every person in the building will receive prayer, even in the healing line tonight. Every person in the building, in your living rooms. But there's an awesome presence of God just here, and we just got to receive it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The tumor in your body that's mastocyzed is being healed. There's a growth being removed. Thank you, Lord. Can be seated for a moment. The meeting, it gets carried away on me. I get up here and I try to do something and the anointing just sucks you in. Jonathan, what do you have here?
This is from one of our precious viewers at God TV, Keith O'Neill. Keith has sent in this request. He said that his uncle had been suffering from cancer, couldn't eat or drink for 3 months, but after prayer, he's now starting to eat. And the cancer shrinking in Jesus' name.
The cancer shrinking. Come on, heal him totally in Jesus' name. I'm telling you tonight, listen, I know you've been watching, many of you in the room, and you're here tonight, and there's people watching. You can be involved in what's happening. You could pick up the phone and call. You could send us an email, and we could pray for you. You could respond to a word of knowledge. You can send in a testimony, and we want to connect with the audience. We want to know what's happening in your living room. We want to know what's happening in your body. We want to know what's happening. It doesn't matter where you're watching tonight. You can reach out right now. Send us a message, and we're going to get it tonight and pray for you. Print your prayer request off. Put it on the altar. If you've got a prayer request, we'll put it on the altar. But you know, we're moving into a time, and this is why I love television, because it can be interactive. The only thing that I don't have that I want, maybe right here, a big red phone. Somebody could call in, and I could pick up the phone live, hallelujah, and pray for miracles. How many of you think that would be awesome? Maybe a couple of red phones that people had direct access. Praise God. Problem is, it wouldn't stop ringing, would it? We're going to do something tonight. We need to receive the offering. And people want to sow. People want to sow into revival. People have come ready to sow. And I don't know. I don't have an offering message tonight. I'm going to take the offering in the anointing. Right? God's touching people and healing people, and people are going to give or they're not going to give. So we're going to ask you to pray about giving. And I'm going to ask the ushers to come forward. And I could probably do a better job of receiving an offering, but I just got to receive the offering in the midst of what's happening right now, and I want to keep moving in the anointing. So if you're watching and you're blessed by what's happening in your living room, in your home, we want to know. And you can respond and give and say, thank you, God TV, Wendy, Rory, pick up the telephone and sow into revival with us here tonight. But everybody in the building, we know how to give. We came ready to give, amen? So pray about it. Lord, do you want me to sow a seed, and what do you want me to give? And take your offering in your hand. We're going to give you just 1 minute to prepare your offering. Listen, we need a lot of money, and God has a lot of money, and God uses you and me, amen? God's using our partners. God's using God TV angels. And we're going to receive an offering here tonight. And if you're watching, would you sow a seed? Would you join us tonight in the offering and say, thank you for the miracles, God, the blind see, and the people you're healing, and the souls, and sow into revival, and let us know that you're praying for us. So pick up the telephone and just call right now. The number's on the screen. The information is on the website. But all over this building tonight, if you could take a moment right now and say, God, what do you want me to give? I want to sow into revival. I'm believing for breakthrough. I'm believing for impartation. And we're trusting God. We need about, literally, we need about a million rand a week to run this. Think about that. 1 million rand. And how's God going to do that? He's doing it. People are responding around the world. And we've been receiving an offering every night in this meeting. And people have been given their best gifts, honestly, sacrificially, night after night. And I got to say thank you, because it's been amazing, Pastor, to see the offerings, people responding. It's been some of the best giving. And people are asking us about, well, you know, you come to Africa and you got television, you're going to get rich in Africa. I said, you know, we're trusting God. It cost about 350,000 rand a day to run this revival with the television. And God has it in heaven, amen? And that's, you're sowing into something tonight, and all of it's going 100% back into Healing Awakening. In 30 days, you know, preaching in revival, I've not received one honorarium, not one dime. Everything we received in these offerings is going back into lights, sound, television, staff, hotels, food, just to be on the ground. We're not making any money. And that's going to change, because God's going to open the floodgates of heaven. We're going to get blessed. People are sowing into revival. So join us tonight. But, you know, people have no idea. You'd think with all the thousands coming, I got a letter. Somebody said, man, if there's 3,000 people to 5,000 people a night coming to revival, it's got to be a lot of money. I said, you know, it comes out to be about $1 a head. $1. 10 rand. 10 rand is about what the average is. That's about $3,000, $5,000 on a good night. We need 35,000, 355,000 rand. We might be getting 50,000 rand. So God's been moving on our partners and people around the world that are sowing into revival, because we don't have the money. God TV doesn't have the money. Ronnie, you don't have the money, but somehow we're doing this. Hallelujah. And God's providing. So come on, let's thank God. He's moving on the hearts, but we are asking for businessmen, businesswomen, churches, partners. We're asking people around the world to sow into revival in Africa, and they are responding. Amen. And so let's believe God tonight. We need to sow too. We can't just, you know, let somebody else somewhere out there sow. We need to take ownership.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
In South Africa, and say, this is our revival, and we need to sow into what God's doing. Amen? So let's do that. Father, we thank you for this offering we're about to receive. Every rand, every dollar that's in our hand tonight, that you would multiply it mightily. And we ask you to bless, and as we worship you with our giving tonight, Lord, we ask you to bless and multiply our seed now in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone say amen. How many of you are ready and excited about giving? Sowing into the impartation. Give in the same way you want to receive from the Lord. Amen. We're just going to receive the offering. Thank you.
Thomas, what an amazing encouragement from Todd, just to encourage us to actually get involved with this revival that's happening here.
Absolutely.
And in fact, South Africa, this is what's happening from our own country here, being a blessing to the nations. And the encouragement is, come, let us cover this budget from South Africa. Let's make it happen. And you know, as the Lord speaks to you, in particular, dear viewer and partner, where you are viewing from, wherever, in Southern Africa, would you consider doing something extraordinary? Ask the Lord what He wants you to do. But it's not just here in South Africa also.
It's about people from all over the world. You have the number on the screen. Sow your best gift today so that this amazing awakening healing can continue from Durban to the outer ends of the earth.
The amazing thing is, Thomas, when Rory called and said, listen, we need to be here, it was 2 days and we rocked up here in faith. In faith. And we've been going now 20 days in faith. So thank you to all those of you already partnered with us during this past 20 days. If you have not done anything, ask the Lord what you need to do. Call the number on the screen or even go online and make your pledge or your donation. And remember to use as reference awakening or revival when you deposit your money.
Yeah, and as you sow your best gift, don't forget to send us your prayer request. It's prayer@god.tv. Send in your testimonies at awakening@god.tv, and God is doing amazing things. And I have a wonderful testimony here from South Africa, from Cape Town, from Lordeen. I sent a prayer request desperately asking to pray for our family because we were falling apart, and me and my mom had no relationship whatsoever. Out of desperation, I sent it, and from that day on, me and my mom had a great time together. We're actually happy, and I could talk to her, and she listened. God is restoring relationships. God is doing amazing things.
That's right. I also got a testimony here from Brad in Australia. I've been healed from hip pain after the word of knowledge from Todd. Thank you for letting us know. God is a good God. Right?
And
we also have prayer requests here, and it's important that you communicate with us what is happening in your living room, in the churches, to email us at awakening@god.tv. Also get your prayer request through to us at prayer@god.tv. I want to say thank you to Cheryl from the UK. You're trusting God for healing for an incurable condition of the brain for my cousin. You're standing proxy for your cousin. It's on the prayer altar. Adriana from South Africa, pray for healing. It's on the altar. Jane from Germany, healing for depression for my sister. It's on the altar. Charles from the USA, pray healing for my father in hospital. On the altar.
Request from Henny from Norway, prayer for salvation of family. Another one is from España, from India, prayer for success in exams. We just want to encourage all of you, send in prayer requests for you and for your loved ones, and also for your friends and relatives and all those people whom you know need prayer. Please send your prayer requests.
That's right, yes. Let's fan the flame of revival fire all across the world. So let's join the worship team right now.
God, the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, tell him tonight, come flood this place. Your glory, God. Tell him again, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place. I don't know about you, but it's wide open in here tonight. The glory is here tonight, and we're going to pray for people out of this anointing. Everybody, we're going to pray for people. I just got to tell you the word I had. You can stay standing, you can be seated for a moment, whatever you want to do. I'm telling you, it's wide open. It's an open heaven tonight. And I got up on this platform 2 hours ago, and I thought, God, I'm going to preach, and I'm going to take an offering, and I'm going to pray for some people. And man, just the Holy Ghost just started moving. How many of you are after the glory of Jesus? I'm just moving, the moving of the Holy Ghost. That's what I want. And it's hard to stop. Listen, I tell you, if any other preacher got up here, I'm telling you, it is hard to stop. Because the glory is so wide open. I want to do something different tonight. I want to do something different. When I pray for people tonight, we're going to have prayer lines. If you've never been in a service like this before, I'm going to have prayer lines. Probably 20, 30 prayer lines. And we're going to have everybody come forward. We're going to have prayer lines all through the building tonight. We're going to anoint people with oil. We've got a bucket of oil. And I'm going to pray for every family. But something's going to happen tonight, because I was thinking about the blood of Jesus. And I was thinking about the oil or the anointing always comes after the blood's been applied. This was my thought. When Moses was anointing the priests with oil, it says first he took the blood of the lamb and put it on the right ear, put it on the right thumb, put it on the right big toe. And it said after the blood for cleansing and separation and consecration, after the blood was applied, then the priest would take the horn of oil, and then he would apply the oil to the right ear, and he would apply the oil to the right thumb, and he would apply the oil to the right toe. That's how we hear, what we touch, and how we walk. It was blood and oil. And you know, it was the same thing when Moses was going to anoint the tabernacle and everything, all the furniture that was in the tabernacle. First, they sprinkled everything with blood. And it was always after the blood, the witness of the blood, that God would release the anointing. And I was praying about tonight's service, and I said blood and oil, and somebody sent us a letter and said, is Todd really going to anoint people with blood? And I just kind of laughed and I said, no, we're not going to anoint people with blood, but we're going to anoint people with oil.
You're listening to VFN Radio, and you've just been listening to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe can be a part of helping bring America's third Great Awakening. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety at God.TV. Thanks for listening. VFN Radio.